expiring?
Mm-hmm. If you're gonna fire somebody, is that?
Get rid of them.
Okay, sure, okay. Okay, if someone stole your pencil, what is a slang word you might use? Instead of, John stole my pencil, you might say, John left my pencil.
Took.
Okay, what else can you say? Would you say, John swiped my pencil?
Yeah, swipe.
Ripped it off?
That's, yeah, swipe is a...
Okay.
Opposite from steal or stolen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. If, you might say, I have just him a letter.
Written.
Okay. Yesterday he...
Wrote.
Okay. And tomorrow I will...
Write.
Okay. 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 And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take your pen and do what?
Address.
Okay. And then, if you want to write to someone, you might say, do you know his...
Address.
Okay. Okay, if a little boy has learned something new, you might ask him, who?
Taught.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but a little boy has done something naughty and a little girl saw him do it, and she goes up to the teacher and tells on him. What?
He's a tattletale.
Okay. Okay, if you want some flowers for the dinner table, you might go out in the garden and...
Cut them, pick them.
Okay. And if something a child might play with is a...
Ball.
Or just in general?
Toy.
Okay, sure. Okay, if you were sitting with some friends and you didn't say anything, and all of a sudden he asked you, what'd you say? You might say, I said...
I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or you might say...
I said nothing.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. Okay, if, you might, okay, if there were two kids that didn't get along together, you might say, every time they meet, they...
Fuss and fight.
Okay. Then you might say, those boys like to...
Fight.
Okay. And they have...
Fault.
Okay. And if somebody has a knife, they might
stab.
Okay, and yesterday they
stabbed.
Okay. There's a funny picture on the blackboard. The teacher might ask, who?
Drew.
Okay. And if you're gonna lift something heavy, real heavy, you get a block and tackle and
chain,
pull. And do what to it?
Lift.
Hoist?
Hoist.
Pardon?
Hoist?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So first you enter the hall.
Uh-huh.
And then you go into the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And from the living room into one bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go from that bedroom into the shed room.
Mm-hmm.
From the shed room into the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
From the kitchen enter another bedroom, and then from that bedroom enter another bedroom.
Okay. Did you ever have a sitting type room, like a living room?
Yeah, living room. Mm-hmm. That was the first one here.
Okay.
We didn't have an entrance hall. Well, no, we didn't have just a tiny little small entrance hall like so many of the homes do now. It's just, you know, so you see homes. But they have these long halls all the way, and they're open halls, some of them.
Did you ever call that the front room when you were younger?
Yes, Now this would be the front room. This first bedroom on the left was the front room. The guest room. The guest bedroom, as we call it. Or the master bedroom, or whatever you want to call it.
But the living, did you ever call the living room the front room? Or the big room?
Yeah, they used to call the living room the front room. I don't think we ever, I guess we did, maybe way back in, that's, you know, a little bit.
Takes you back. Right? Okay.
Because we've always had living rooms.
Okay, good.